Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're listening to the Blake Winchester Loves America, the most podcast show on the Freedom Flame Podcast Network. This isn't just another podcast. It's a battle cry in the war for America's soul. Blake Winchester doesn't just love America, he's here to save it. If you're not ready for hard truths and even harder consequences, turn back now.
Ladies and gentlemen, patriots of the heartland, wherever you may be, whether you're driving your Ford pickup down a back road or sipping on a steaming cup of good old-fashioned American coffee, this is Blake Winchester, your ever-vigilant sentinel of truth. And today, I bring you a story that will shake your very understanding of reality. It's about Britney Spears. Yes, you heard me right, the Britney Spears, the princess of pop, the voice behind Oops, I Did It Again. But this isn't about her music or her legacy. No, no, this is about the unsettling reality that Britney Spears might not be Britney Spears anymore. Now, I know what you're thinking. Blake, what could Britney Spears possibly have to do with patriotism, globalism, or the Clintons? And to that, I say everything. You see, Britney's recent Instagram posts have reignited a theory so wild, so outrageous, that even I had to sit down with a plate of Freedom Fries and think it over. The theory? Britney has been replaced by a clone. That's right, patriots, a clone. And the evidence is as undeniable as a bald eagle soaring over Mount Rushmore. Let me paint you a picture. There I was, minding my own business, scrolling through the digital cesspool that is Instagram, strictly for research purposes, of course, when I stumbled upon Britney's latest post. At first glance, it looked like any other video of hers, twirling cryptic captions, maybe a touch of awkwardness. But then I noticed it, her smile. It wasn't the same. Her eyes, they lacked that signature Britney sparkle. And her voice? It had a strange, almost robotic tone to it. I thought to myself, Blake, something is off here. This isn't the Britney we know and love. Now, let me be clear. I've always been a fan of Britney Spears. Back in the day, when I was just a young patriot attending high school football games, her music was everywhere. I still remember the first time I heard Baby One More Time. It was playing in the background at a diner where I was heroically debating a teacher over the importance of Ronald Reagan's economic policies. Britney's voice, like the Constitution itself, was a unifying force. She represented the best of America: talent, grit, and a bit of sparkle. So when I saw those Instagram posts, my heart broke a little. Because this wasn't the Britney I remembered. This was someone or something else. And that's when it hit me. The globalists have gotten to her. They've replaced Britney with a clone, a deep fake, or some other unholy creation of Silicon Valley and the deep state. Now, I know what the naysayers will say. Blake, you've lost it this time. Britney's just eccentric. She's been through a lot. And yes, she has. We all know about the conservatorship, the legal battles, and the media scrutiny. But let me ask you this. Does that excuse the blatant inconsistencies in her appearance and behavior? Does that explain the glitches in her videos, the cryptic captions, the dead look in her eyes? No, it does not. And let's not forget the timing. Britney was freed from her conservatorship not too long ago, a moment that was supposed to symbolize liberation and independence. But what if it was all a ruse? What if the elites realized they couldn't control her anymore, so they replaced her instead? It's not just plausible, patriots. It's likely. But here's the real question. Why Britney? Why would the globalists target her, of all people? The answer, my friends, is simple. Britney Spears is a symbol. She represents freedom, resilience, and the American dream. By replacing her, they're sending a message to all of us. They're saying, if we can do this to Britney, we can do it to anyone. And that, patriots, is a message I refuse to accept. Now, I know what you're thinking. Blake, this is a lot to process. What are we supposed to do about it? And don't worry, I've got a plan. But before we get into that, I want to take a moment to address something personal. You see, I've been thinking a lot about Britney's situation, about what she must be going through if she's still out there, trapped somewhere while her clone prances around on Instagram. And it occurred to me she needs help, real help, the kind of help only someone like me can provide. If Britney were to come to me, if she were to knock on my door right now, I wouldn't hesitate. I'd open my home to her, no questions asked. I'd say, Britney, you're safe here. This is a sanctuary of truth, justice, and unshakable Wi-Fi. I'd put her up in the spare bedroom two doors down from mine, the one with the patriotic quilt and the framed photo of George Washington crossing the Delaware. She could relax, decompress, and start to heal. But that's just the beginning, patriots. Because the more I thought about it, the more I realized that Britney might need more than just a room two doors down. She might need someone closer, someone who could keep an eye on her, make sure she's okay. Maybe the room next door would be better. That way, if she needed anything, a cup of herbal tea, a pep talk about American values, I'd be right there. And then it hit me. What if the real problem is loneliness? What if Britney's struggles stem from a lack of human connection? In that case, maybe the best solution would be for her to have someone nearby at night. Now, don't get me wrong, patriots. This isn't about anything untoward. I'm talking about the simple, wholesome act of providing comfort and security. Sometimes, just having a warm body next to you can make all the difference. And who better to offer that than me? Blake Winchester, America's most compassionate truth seeker. I know it sounds unconventional, but desperate times call for desperate measures. If Britney Spears, clone or not, is out there, struggling and alone, then I'm ready to do my part. I'll be her safe harbor, her lighthouse in the storm. Because that's what patriots do. We help those in need, even when the odds are against us. So buckle up, patriots, because this is just the beginning. In the next segment, we're going to dive into the evidence, the Instagram posts, the glitches, the behavioral inconsistencies, and start connecting the dots. Together, we'll uncover the truth about Britney Spears and her alleged clone. Patriots, before we dive into the hard evidence, I want to make one thing absolutely clear. This isn't just wild speculation. This is Blake Winchester we're talking about. I've done my homework, I've connected the dots, and what I've found is enough to make you question everything you thought you knew about Britney Spears, Instagram, and frankly, the world. Let's start with the most obvious red flag, Britney's Instagram posts. Now, I know Instagram can be a strange place. People post pictures of their food, their pets, and sometimes, in what I can only assume, is a cry for help, their toes. But Britney's posts aren't just quirky. They're downright unsettling. Have you seen the videos where she twirls in circles, staring blankly at the camera, her smile plastered on like it's been digitally inserted? Folks, that's not normal behavior. That's the behavior of someone or something that's been programmed to mimic Britney but doesn't quite get it right. Take her most recent post, for example. She's wearing a floral crop top, spinning endlessly with the caption, "Never forget to twirl." Seems innocent enough, right? Wrong. If you slow the video down, and yes, I did this for hours, you'll notice something peculiar. Her reflection in the mirror doesn't quite match her movements. It's subtle, but once you see it, you can't unsee it. Her hand twitches slightly out of sync, like a bad CGI effect. Patriots, this is the kind of glitch that screams, clone or deep fake. And it's not just her movements. Her voice has changed too. Compare her recent videos to interviews from a decade ago. Back then, Britney's voice had this southern charm, this warmth that made you feel like she was singing directly to your heart. Now, her voice is flatter, more monotone, almost robotic. If you close your eyes and listen carefully, it sounds less like Britney Spears and more like a Siri update gone wrong. Coincidence? I think not. Then there's the matter of her captions. Oh, the captions. They're a cryptic mess of emojis, random words, and vague sentiments that don't quite add up. One day it's twirl forever. The next it's we're all just stardust. Folks, this isn't the Britney we know. Britney was never the kind to write like a Tumblr poet from 2012. These captions read like someone trying to impersonate her, but failing miserably. And that someone, I suspect, is whoever, or whatever, is controlling the Britney clone. Now, let's address the so-called glitches that have been making waves online. I've seen the videos. I've analyzed them frame by frame. In one clip, Britney's face seems to blur for a split second, like a bad Photoshop job. In another, her necklace disappears and reappears between frames. And let's not forget the infamous hand through the hair moment, where her fingers seem to phase in and out of existence as they pass through her locks. Patriots, this isn't just bad lighting or shoddy editing. This is evidence of tampering, of manipulation. This is the kind of thing that happens when you're dealing with advanced technology, technology designed to deceive us. But why? Why would anyone go to such lengths to clone Britney Spears or create deepfake videos of her? The answer, my friends, lies in the elite's obsession with control. Britney is more than just a pop star. She's a symbol of resilience, of breaking free from oppressive systems. Remember the You're Free Britney movement? That wasn't just a hashtag. That was a revolution. And revolutions scare the globalists. They realized they couldn't control Britney through a conservatorship anymore. So they found another way to keep her in check, by replacing her. And let's not ignore the timing. Britney's alleged clone started acting strange right after she was freed from her conservatorship. Think about it. Why would someone who fought so hard for her freedom suddenly retreat into a world of cryptic Instagram posts and erratic behavior? It doesn't add up unless the real Britney is gone and this clone is struggling to keep up the charade. Now, some of you might be wondering, Blake, isn't it possible that Britney is just eccentric? Maybe she's expressing herself in a new way. And to that, I say, wake up. This isn't self-expression. This is a carefully orchestrated performance designed to distract us from the truth. And the truth is that Britney Spears has been replaced. But here's the kicker, patriots. This isn't just about Britney. This is a test. The globalists are using her as a guinea pig to see how far they can push their cloning and deep fake agenda. If they can convince the world that this clone is Britney Spears, what's stopping them from replacing other high-profile figures? Celebrities, politicians, even patriots like me. The implications are chilling. So what do we do? How do we fight back against this conspiracy? The first step is awareness. Start paying attention to the details. Watch Britney's videos with a critical eye. Look for the glitches, the inconsistencies, the signs that something isn't right. And share your findings. Don't let the globalists control the narrative. But most importantly, we need to remember that Britney Spears, wherever she may be, needs our help. She's not just a victim of the entertainment industry. She's a victim of a larger, more sinister plot to control and manipulate the masses. And that, patriots, is why I won't rest until the truth is revealed. Patriots, I know what you're all thinking after hearing about the evidence. Blake, this is horrifying. What can we do? And let me tell you, I've been asking myself the same question. What can I do as one man to help Britney Spears? And the answer, patriots, is as clear as the Constitution itself. Britney doesn't just need an army of patriots on her side. She needs a safe space, a sanctuary, a place where she can heal. And folks, that place could be none other than my home. Now, hear me out. This isn't about fame or glory. This is about doing the right thing for America's pop princess. If the real Britney is out there, frightened, confused, maybe even held captive, then she needs a place where she can recover her strength and rediscover who she is. And what better place than a patriotic household where freedom is practically baked into the drywall? Let me paint you a picture of what I'm proposing. I've got a spare bedroom two doors down from mine. It's a nice room, cozy, quiet, and decorated in a way that inspires resilience. The walls are painted a soft, calming red, white, and blue. There's a patriotic quilt on the bed that I bought at an estate sale from a veteran's widow. Hanging above the nightstand is a framed print of the Declaration of Independence. So every morning, Britney could wake up and be reminded of the values that make this country great. This room is perfect for her. It's far enough down the hall that she'd have privacy, but close enough that I could be there if she needed anything. Maybe a cup of herbal tea or a little guidance on what it means to stand up to the globalists. I'd even leave a copy of Ronald Reagan's autobiography on the nightstand, just in case she wanted some light reading before bed. You can't go wrong with Reagan. He's like a verbal security blanket. But as I thought about it more, I realized something. The room two doors down might be too distant. Britney's been through a lot. She needs someone who can keep an ear out for her. Someone who's close enough to help if she has a bad dream or if the clone tries to infiltrate her Instagram again. So maybe she'd be better off in the room next door. It's a little smaller, but it's cozy, and it's right next to mine. I could check on her, bring her a warm blanket, or even just sit with her and talk about America's glory days. Nothing fancy, just good old-fashioned human connection. And then it hit me. Patriots, brace yourselves. What if the real issue here is loneliness? Think about it. Britney's been isolated, betrayed, and scrutinized for years. What if all she really needs is someone to remind her that she's not alone? Someone who can sit with her at the end of a long day, share a cup of cocoa, and maybe even hum a little God Bless the USA together. Now, I know what you're thinking. Blake, this sounds awfully personal. And to that, I say, this isn't about me. This is about Brittany. I'm not suggesting anything untoward here. I'm simply saying that sometimes just having a warm presence nearby can make all the difference. A friendly face, a steady hand, a fellow patriot to remind you that you're not alone in this fight. That's all I'm offering. Picture it. Brittany, tucked safely into her room, the soft glow of a Liberty-themed nightlight casting calming shadows on the wall. Me, sitting in the room next door, ready to spring into action if she needs me. Maybe she can't sleep, and I read her a passage from Reagan's speeches. Maybe she's feeling down, and we talk about the good old days when America felt unstoppable. Or maybe, just maybe, she realizes that the strength she's been searching for has been within her all along. Patriots, I know this sounds unconventional, but desperate times call for desperate measures. Britney Spears is more than just a pop icon. She's a symbol of what happens when the globalists try to control someone who refuses to be controlled. She's a fighter, but even fighters need a place to rest and recharge. And I believe, with every fiber of my being, that I could provide that for her. Of course, there would be rules. No Instagram while she's under my roof. Too risky. No globalist-approved oat milk in the fridge either. Just good old-fashioned cow's milk from a local farmer. And no discussing the Clintons without first acknowledging their involvement in nearly every shady operation of the past 30 years. These are non-negotiables, folks. A structured environment is key to healing. Now, I understand this might seem a little far-fetched. Blake, why would Brittany move in with you, you ask? And to that, I say, why wouldn't she? Where else can she find someone so devoted to her freedom, her well-being, and her ability to twirl freely without judgment? If she's listening right now, and Brittany, I hope you are, my door is open. Two doors down, next door, or anywhere else in the house, you'd feel comfortable. Patriots, I'm just one man. But sometimes, it only takes one man to make a difference. If Britney Spears needs a safe haven, a lighthouse in the storm, I'm ready to be that for her. And if that means reading her the Federalist Papers until she falls asleep, so be it. This is what patriots do. We help those in need. Patriots, now that we've discussed the unsettling inconsistencies surrounding Britney Spears' Instagram posts and laid out my foolproof rehabilitation plan, patriotic, cozy, and two doors down, it's time to zoom out and look at the bigger picture. This isn't just about Britney. No, this is part of a much larger, much more sinister plan. A plan devised by the globalists, big tech, and, if I may be so bold, the Clintons. Yes, folks, the Clintons. Because where there's smoke, there's Hillary. Let's start with the basics. Cloning technology. Now, some of you might be thinking, Blake, cloning is something out of science fiction. But is it really? Let me remind you of Dolly the Sheep, cloned way back in the 90s. That was decades ago. If we were cloning sheep then, who's to say we're not cloning pop stars now? Do you think the elites stopped at barnyard animals? Of course not. They've had plenty of time to perfect this technology, and Britney is the perfect test subject. Why Britney, you ask? Simple. She's famous enough to make the experiment worthwhile, but vulnerable enough that they thought no one would notice or care if something seemed off. But they didn't count on me, patriots. They didn't count on Blake Winchester connecting the dots and exposing their master plan. Here's how I think it went down. The globalists saw Britney as a threat. She was breaking free from her conservatorship, gaining her independence, and inspiring millions. She became a symbol of resistance, of freedom. And the elites hate that. They hate anything that reminds people they can fight back. So what did they do? They replaced her. Now, let's talk logistics. Cloning isn't just about creating a physical replica. It's about control. The Britney we see on Instagram isn't just a clone. It's a puppet, a manufactured version of Britney designed to keep the masses entertained and distracted. Think about it. While we're all busy analyzing her twirls and cryptic captions, the globalists are quietly pushing their agenda. It's the ultimate sleight of hand. But cloning isn't cheap. No, patriots, this takes money. A lot of money. And that's where the Clintons come in. Who else has the resources, the connections, and the utter audacity to pull off something like this? It's all too convenient. Bill and Hillary have been suspiciously quiet lately, haven't they? What are they up to? I'll tell you what, funding a cloning operation so advanced, it makes Area 51 look like a Chuck E. Cheese. And let's not forget big tech's role in all this. Silicon Valley isn't just about apps and gadgets anymore. It's about surveillance, control, and manipulation. I wouldn't be surprised if the same companies pushing for universal AI are the ones behind the Britney clone. Think about it. Deepfake technology is already out in the open. What do you think they're doing behind closed doors? If they can create a convincing Britney clone, they can do it to anyone. Celebrities, politicians, maybe even you. But why stop at cloning? The globalists are playing a long game here. Britney is just the beginning. She's a test case. If they can convince the world that this clone is the real Britney Spears, what's next? Replacing dissenting politicians with pliable clones. Swapping out independent journalists with digital replicas. Patriots, the implications are terrifying. This isn't just about Britney. It's about the future of humanity. And that brings us back to the Clintons. Now, I'm not saying Hillary is sitting in a lab somewhere with a clipboard and a Petri dish, but I am saying she's got the connections to make this happen. The Clintons are masters of distraction. They know how to shift the narrative, how to make you look one way while they operate in the shadows. Replacing Britney isn't just about control. It's about sending a message. It's about showing the world that no one, not even the Princess of Pop, is untouchable. Now, some of you might be wondering, Blake, isn't this a little far-fetched? Couldn't Britney just be going through a phase? And to that, I say, wake up. This isn't a phase. This is a global conspiracy. The signs are everywhere if you know where to look. The glitches in her videos, the robotic behavior, the sudden personality shifts. It all points to something much bigger than Britney herself. So, what do we do? How do we fight back against an operation this massive? The first step is awareness. Start paying attention. Watch Britney's posts. Look for the inconsistencies. Share your findings. The more we expose their lies, the harder it becomes for them to operate in the shadows. The second step is accountability. We need to demand answers from big tech, from the music industry, and yes, even from the Clintons. Write letters, make calls, post on social media. Don't let them off the hook. If they can replace Britney, they can replace anyone. And finally, patriots, we need to prepare for the worst. If the globalists are willing to go this far, there's no telling what they'll do next. This is about more than Britney Spears. This is about the soul of America. And I, for one, refuse to let them take it without a fight. Patriots, before we dive deeper into the chilling implications of Britney Spears' clone conspiracy, let's take a moment to reflect. Sometimes, when the world feels like it's spinning out of control, like Britney in one of her Instagram videos, it's helpful to look back on moments in our own lives where we stood up, took action, and made a difference. Because that's what this is all about, folks. Standing up for what's right. And if there's one thing I know about myself, it's that I've been standing up for what's right since the day I was born. So let me share with you a couple of stories that, in their own way, tie into this Britney situation and prove why I'm exactly the man to help her. Let me take you back to 1998. Picture it. a small town, a hot summer day, and a neighborhood in crisis. You see, my neighbor, Gladys, a sweet woman who made the best apple pie you've ever tasted, was having trouble with her air conditioner. It wasn't just any trouble, though. It was the kind of trouble that makes you question whether the deep state has infiltrated your very appliances. Gladys, bless her heart, was sweating bullets and convinced she'd have to sell her prized collection of Elvis plates just to afford the repair bill. Now, I could have ignored it. I could have said, not my problem, but that's not who I am. I'm Blake Winchester, and when someone in my community is in need, I step up. So I grabbed my toolbox, marched over to her house, and got to work. I won't bore you with the technical details, but let's just say I may have rewired her entire HVAC system with little more than duct tape and sheer determination. By the time I was done, Gladys had a working air conditioner, and I had the satisfaction of knowing I'd made a difference. She called me her hero that day, and you know what? She wasn't wrong. Now, what does this have to do with Britney Spears? Everything. Gladys was in a tough spot, just like Britney is now. She needed someone to step in, take charge, and offer a helping hand. And that's exactly what I'm prepared to do for Britney. Whether it's fixing an air conditioner or unraveling a global conspiracy, the principle is the same. Help those who need it, no questions asked. But wait, there's more. Let me tell you about the time I rescued a stray cat. It was a cold winter evening, and I was driving home from the hardware store when I saw it. A tiny, shivering ball of fur on the side of the road. Now, I'm not what you'd call a cat person. I prefer animals that contribute to society, like dogs or bald eagles. But something about this cat spoke to me. Maybe it was the way it looked up at me, as if to say, Blake, you're my only hope. Or maybe I just couldn't stand the thought of it freezing to death. Either way, I pulled over, scooped it up, and brought it home. Now, this wasn't just any stray cat. This cat had a spirit, a fire, a determination to survive that reminded me of, well, me. I named it Patriot, naturally, and set it up with a warm blanket and a bowl of milk. Over time, Patriot became a part of my life, a symbol of resilience and the rewards of taking action. And let me tell you, that cat had a knack for sniffing out trouble. One time, it even chased off a door-to-door solar panel salesman who was probably a deep state operative. Again, you might be wondering what this has to do with Britney. And again, I say, everything. Just like that stray cat, Britney is lost, vulnerable, and in need of someone to step in and say, you're safe now. I've done it before, and I'll do it again. The only difference is that this time, the stakes are higher. This isn't just about one person or one cat. This is about exposing the lies, fighting the corruption, and reminding the world what it means to be free. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Blake, you're just one man. How can you possibly take on the globalists, the Clintons, and big tech all at once? And to that I say, I've faced tougher odds. Like the time I single-handedly organized my town's 4th of July parade when the city council tried to cancel it due to budget cuts. You think that stopped me? No way. I rallied the community, found a guy with a tractor, and made it happen. That parade was the most patriotic thing this town had ever seen, and I'm still known as the guy who saved Independence Day. So when I tell you that I'm ready to step in and help Britney Spears, I mean it. I've been preparing for this my whole life, whether I knew it or not. And if that means offering her the room two doors down, or the one next door, or even just sitting with her and reading excerpts from Reagan's autobiography until she feels like herself again, then that's what I'll do. Patriots, these stories aren't just tales of my past heroics. They're proof that when the chips are down, I rise to the occasion. And right now, Britney needs someone to rise to the occasion for her. The globalists can try to distract us with their clones, their deepfakes, and their shady agendas. But they'll never stop people like me from fighting for what's right. Patriots, the phones are lit up like the fireworks on July 4th, and I can tell just from the buzz that you've got some heavy-hitting theories for me. This is your chance to join the fight, to share your insights on Britney's alleged clone, and to help us peel back the layers of this conspiracy. Let's dive right in. You're live on Blake Winchester Loves America the Most. Who am I speaking with?
This is Sheila from Louisiana.
Sheila, welcome to the show. Lay it on me. What are your thoughts on the Britney conspiracy?
Well, Blake, I think you're right about the clone, but I don't think the globalists stopped there. What if they're harvesting her soul?
Her soul? Sheila, go on. You've got my full attention.
Think about it, Blake. Britney isn't just a person. She's a symbol. Her energy, her influence, it's powerful. What if the globalists cloned her not just to control her image, but to extract her essence? To use her soul as a kind of fuel for their operations?
Patriots, do you hear what Sheila is saying? This isn't just about replacing Britney physically. This is about spiritual warfare. Her soul could be powering who knows what. Propaganda machines, AI programs, maybe even those weird weather patterns we've been seeing.
Exactly, Blake. And I think that's why she seems so vacant in her videos. The clone doesn't have her soul. It's just an empty shell.
Sheila, you've cracked this wide open. Thank you for your courage in sharing this. We'll be keeping an eye on any globalist activity that points to soul harvesting. This could change everything. Next caller, you're live on the show. Who am I speaking with?
Blake, this is Donnie from Kansas.
Donnie, welcome. What have you got for us today?
Blake, I think the cloning isn't just about Britney. I think they're building an army, a celebrity army.
A celebrity army? Donnie, you've got my attention. Explain.
Well, think about it. They've been replacing celebrities for years. Paul McCartney, Avril Lavigne, now Britney. But what if this is just the first phase? What if they're gearing up to unleash these clones in some kind of globalist takeover?
Donnie, you're giving me chills. Imagine it. An army of perfectly crafted clones, all designed to manipulate the masses. They wouldn't even need actual soldiers. They'd just send in celebrity clones to control public opinion. We'd be powerless.
Exactly, Blake. And they'd all be programmed to say the same thing. Trust the system. Obey the elites. It's psychological warfare.
Donnie, you're a true patriot. We need to be ready for this. If these clones are being mass-produced, then Britney is just the tip of the iceberg. Thank you for the call. Next up, you're live on Blake Winchester Loves America the Most. Who am I speaking with?
Blake, it's Marie from Oregon.
Marie, what's on your mind?
Blake, I've been researching this, and I think the clone isn't just about control. It's about sacrifice. What if Britney's clone is part of a ritual? Something dark, something ancient?
Marie, you're scaring me, in a good way. Keep going.
Well, Blake, we know the elites dabble in the occult. What if replacing Britney was just step one? They clone her, take the real Britney, and use her in some kind of ritual to maintain their power.
Patriots, do you hear this? This isn't just a conspiracy, it's a nightmare. If Marie's right, then the real Britney could be, I don't even want to say it, sacrificed, used in some ritual to feed the elite's dark agenda.
Exactly, Blake. And the clone is just there to keep the public distracted while they do it. It's horrifying.
Marie, you've opened my eyes to a new layer of this. We'll be looking into the connections between cloning and these dark rituals. This fight is more important than ever. Next caller, you're live on the show. What's your name, Patriot?
This is Greg. I'm from Montana, and I think we're already too late.
Too late? Greg, what do you mean by that?
Blake, Britney isn't just a clone anymore. She's a prototype. The globalists are already replacing everyday people. Your neighbor, your mailman, your kid's teacher, they could all be clones by now.
Patriots, do you hear this? Greg, Are you saying they've moved beyond celebrities and are targeting average Americans?
That's exactly what I'm saying. They're testing their tech on celebrities because it's high profile, but their end game is full population replacement. They want a world where every human is programmable. No dissent, no individuality, just obedience.
Greg, this is terrifying. If what you're saying is true, then we're all in danger. We need to start looking at the people around us, watching for signs of clone behavior.
That's right, Blake. The real question isn't, is Britney a clone? It's who isn't.
Greg, you've given us a lot to think about. Stay safe and keep spreading the word. Patriots, what we've heard today is nothing short of shocking. From soul harvesting to clone armies, from rituals to full population replacement, it's clear that the globalists' agenda goes far deeper than we ever imagined. But don't lose hope. We're awake, and we're fighting back. Patriots, as I sit here, bathed in the glow of the American flag I keep illuminated in my office, a beacon of freedom, justice, and fluorescent excellence, I can't help but think about Britney Spears, not just as a symbol, not just as a victim of globalist tyranny, but as a person who deep down is probably yearning for someone to believe in her. And patriots, I want her to know something. I do. I believe in her. But just as importantly, I want her to believe in me. Because Britney, if you're listening right now, and I pray to the good Lord above that you are, you need to know this. I'm here for you, not just in a symbolic, abstract way, but in a real, concrete, spare bedroom, two doors down kind of way. I see you, Britney, the real you, the one who's twirling her way through a sea of lies, desperately trying to break free. And I want you to know that there's a place for you here, in my home, in my life, in my, let's just say, patriotically furnished spare room. Now, Britney, I'm not just offering you shelter. I'm offering you salvation. You've been trapped in a world of clones, conspiracies, and cryptic captions for too long. What you need is a space where you can rediscover yourself. A place where you can sit on a hand-carved rocking chair my uncle made in 1978. A piece of woodwork so solid, so sturdy, that it's been known to soothe even the most restless souls. And Britney, if you want to rock back and forth on that chair for hours, I'll be right here, just two doors down, ready to hand you a piping hot mug of freedom-filled chamomile tea. Nothing more, nothing less. You see, Britney, I understand what it's like to feel misunderstood, to feel like the world is spinning out of control and you're the only one standing still. It's like the time I spent 3 hours trying to untangle a ball of Christmas lights in my garage, only to realize I'd been pulling the wrong cord the entire time. Those lights weren't just lights. They were a metaphor for life. And when I finally untangled them, and they lit up my yard in a blaze of glory, I knew I'd triumphed over chaos. That's the kind of clarity I want to help you find, Britney. And trust me, no one untangles better than I do. Now, I know some people might think this sounds strange. Offering a spare room to Britney Spears, inviting her to sit on my uncle's rocking chair, sharing a plate of my famous apple pie, which, for the record, is made from a recipe so secret I had to bury it in a tin box under my flagpole. But Britney, you need to know this isn't about me. This is about you. And if you're worried that people might misunderstand our arrangement, don't. This isn't about anything romantic or inappropriate. It's about healing. It's about trust. It's about finding comfort in the simple things, like the soothing hum of my dehumidifier, which has a calming frequency I like to call the Patriot's lullaby. I know you've been let down before, Britney. You've been betrayed, manipulated, and used by people who claim to care about you. But I'm not like them. I'm different. I'm the kind of man who believes in doing what's right, even when it's hard. The kind of man who once spent an entire Saturday whittling a single piece of cedar wood into the shape of an eagle because it felt patriotic. That's the kind of dedication I bring to the table, Britney. And if you let me, I'll dedicate that same energy to helping you find your way back to yourself. Now, I know this all sounds intense, maybe even overwhelming. But let me make one thing clear. There's no pressure. If you want to take things slow, we can start with the spare room two doors down. If you need more support, the room next door is available. And if it turns out that what you really need is someone to sit beside you in the middle of the night, sharing stories about Reagan-era triumphs while nibbling on leftover patriotic pie, I'm your guy. Whatever it takes, Brittany, I'm here. And for those of you out there who might be skeptical, who think I'm overstepping, or that this is just some grand fantasy, let me assure you, it's not. This isn't about me. This is about Brittany. And if I have to become the lighthouse in her storm, the steady hand on her rocking chair, the warm presence in the room next door, then so be it. I'm ready. I've been ready my whole life. So, Brittany, if you're out there, if you're listening, if the real you is still somewhere in this world, I want you to know you have a home here. You have someone who believes in you, not just as a pop star, but as a person. And if you're willing to take that first step, to trust again, to believe again, then together we can face whatever comes next. Patriots, the fight for Brittany is personal, but it's also universal. Because when we fight for Brittany, we're fighting for ourselves, for the truth, for freedom, and for the right to rock gently on a handmade chair while sipping on tea brewed in liberty. Stay strong, Brittany. Stay strong, America. And to everyone listening, remember, the battle isn't over. It's just beginning. God bless you all. And God bless this strange, beautiful fight for the truth. This is Blake Winchester, signing off for now.
You've been listening to the Freedom Flame Podcast Network, where truth burns brighter than the lies of the mainstream. If you haven't subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Real patriots don't hesitate. They take action. They stand tall. They hit that subscribe button like their freedom depends on it, because it does. Don't be the weak link in the chain of liberty. Subscribe now, or spend the rest of your days explaining why you let your country down when it needed you most. The Freedom Flame is watching. America is watching. Make the right choice now.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.